Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Greg Reed is back, ladies and gentlemen. Greg is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the co-author of Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold. He's an entrepreneur and a CEO of several companies. He's also the author of Napoleon Hill, The Road to Riches, and he's got some new stuff out that he's going to be talking to us about. Greg Reed, welcome back to the show.
And as always, thanks for having me. I love being on.
Good to have you back, Greg. Greg, one of the things that you've been working on, one of the projects you've been working on is around something you call stickability. Now, is that like perseverance?
It is the power of perseverance. And Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich always talked about one word called stickability. And what I wanted to do is take that single word and go around the world and meet today's top leaders to find out what they did to persevere when everyone else gave up. And that's what the new project's based about.
And it's not only in small business, it's not only when other people give up, because that might not be what's in front of us. Because what we may be doing is something nobody else has ever done, let alone tried and given up on. It might be other people telling us we can't do it.
Oh, yeah. But you talk about doing something that other people cannot do. The first interview I did for Stickability, I was watching 60 Minutes, and there was a guy on there named Marty Cooper. And everyone was doing this interview, and I called him up. 3 days later, I'm in his office. He's the guy who actually invented the cellular phone. He was working for Motorola at the time. Remember the big brick that came out?
Right.
And he was saying, you know, if you open up a real estate company in today's market, that'd be crazy, but you'd at least have some type of blueprint to follow. He goes, imagine coming up with something out of thin air that's just an idea when nobody not only believed it, but no one's ever seen it before.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've done things and people have said, how did you do that? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Ah, there you go. Well, you know what's interesting? Marty had a great quote. He said, basically, stickability without flexibility equals suicide. Meaning stickability without flexibility equals suicide. Meaning that once you get a vision of what you want, a goal, you've got to get fixated on it to make it happen, but you got to be willing and able to be flexible to adapt with the changes to make that become a reality.
Well, and that's basically the essence of Napoleon Hill's philosophy, isn't it?
Well, it's exactly. It's right in alignment, hence why we teamed up with the Napoleon Hill Foundation to start this new project. It's amazing. Right now I'm in negotiations with sitting down with the people that run ESPN we've got the gentleman named Ron Klein who invented the magnetic strip on the back of every credit card and ATM card and everything. Yeah. You know, the innovators that have done things behind the scenes that you might not know their story, but boy, without them, our lives would be different.
Mm-hmm. But those were people who believed in themselves, who had stickability, right? That flexibility thing, I want to come back to that because that's important. The flexibility thing is so important because you might have an idea about how you think something should be, but if it's never been done before, how do you know which way it's supposed to go?
Correct. And you have to, again, be willing to adapt and go with the changes because you're going along the way. Even if something has been done before, the fact of the reality is if you open back to the real estate market today, well, things are different. Back in the old days, there was no short sales and all these different type of programs out.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we need to be flexible no matter what we're doing to adapt with the flow, adapt with the changes, or chances are we'll just get lost.
But how do you know when you're adapting and when you're taking the easy road to and sort of wimping out? How do you know the difference?
Well, I don't know the difference. All I know is that when I've got a steady focus on exactly what I want, I look for something called unexpected opportunity. And Truett Cathy, who started Chick-fil-A restaurant, said that is the definition of all success.
Is that a little bit like serendipity?
Well, no, what it is looking for and seeking opportunity. See, what happens is so many people get focused on planning everything. They plan their entire lives. Last year, you had a big master plan, but how much of that worked out? He said the secret is to look for unexpected opportunity. So if you want to get to the end of the road, Jim, that's your goal. Well, you've got to get off your backside and start moving that way.
Mm-hmm.
But a planner is going to plan every step, or they're going to pause, take a break.
Right.
But Truett said, no, I'm going to look for a skateboard or a bicycle left out, or I'll wave down a neighbor and hitch a ride to the end of the street. He goes, I'll get to where I want to go. I'm just not caught up on exactly
how it's going to happen. Trains, and automobiles.
There you go.
Well, you know, that's the thing about I'm going to say it again, folks. I know my audience they're already shaking their heads because they know what I'm going to say. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Oh, there you go.
And that's
there
what
you
you're
go.
Talking that's, about, isn't it?
Well, that's what the whole book's about, and that's what this process is about. And, you know, for me, it's interesting. So many people are focused on the end destination. You know, they see all their heroes on TV with all the stuff they have. But they don't realize majority of those people are leveraged to the hilt. It's just fake. And however, the few people that did succeed and ultimately got to what you want in life, all we got to do is find out what they did along their journey, on the rise up, and focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can apply those same skills towards what's important to us.
What do you think are some of those things?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is association. Remember this, that we are a direct reflection of the five people we hang around the most, and your attitude, your income, and lifestyle is the average of that group.
Hmm.
So if you hang around people that think negative thoughts or look at the obstacles,
mm-hmm.
well, that's what you see. But if you hang around people like you who look at opportunity, you're looking at solution, well, chances are that's what you'll get fixated on.
20 years ago, I made the decision that I was going to move away from people and things who were negative, people who were, you know, things that did not make me happy. And I tell you, that's made a difference. You gotta make that decision. Give us the website, Greg.
Alwaysgood.com. Go to AlwaysGood.
And the books are there, Three Feet from Gold, Napoleon Hill, The Road to Riches, and the new one, which we're going to talk about in just a little bit, right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Crazy people marching.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.